You don't enjoy it? Did you enjoy it? Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Like play. We had election. Election is still going on. Everywhere is safe. Is God not faithful? You know what? Nigeria, the world should beware of us. There's something about us that I'm telling you, we ourselves, I hope we understand whom God has made us. We are so special. Honestly. Something will happen. I said nothing will happen. Some people say they are running away. I say, when you run, go, come back. Nigeria, no problem. You know why? They used to abuse us. They say we don't know more than prayer and everything. They say we don't know more than prayer. Somebody said, why don't we fight? I said, we are not fighting. We can pray. And God is faithful. Praise ye the Lord. Please don't bother yourself. Don't be emotional about this election. Doesn't make sense. Try and have first choice, second choice, and third choice. When you want to have admission in school, don't you have first choice and second choice? When you don't even admit you for first choice, they admit you for second choice now. And so have first choice and second choice. And have a reason for, I'm telling you. You want to help your emotion. All these people. Okay. Thank you. God bless you. You don't want to help your emotion. All this soul. Hey, somebody, I have first choice. You know, I have first choice and I have my reason. I have second choice and I have choice. Which one? Hey, praise the Lord. I have my reasons for everything. Dissolve yourself on top of nothing. Some people will not be able to sleep. Really, I didn't sleep the morning, so not only you. Praise the Lord. It will be well in Jesus' name. I can assure you, honestly speaking, no matter who becomes the president, we can never go lower than this. It's not possible. Honestly. It is absolutely impossible. Do you know? This is the mystery of Nigeria. Q4 2022. Our GDP grew by 3.5%. This is Nigeria. Now, this is not the issue. Sector by sector, do you know which one carry first? Crop production, 24%. Crop. You'll be thinking things are not happening. In this Nigeria, crop production, 24%. GDP for Q4, 2022. Trading, 15%. Telecommunication and ICT, 13%. Oil and gas, 4%. Nigeria, leave this country. You know what? Leave this country. As people are jackpying, people are still rising. Nigeria, please let's put our hands together for Jesus. So I really want us to be very, 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 very positive. Put your mind at rest. And you see, the message I'm preaching to you today is time specific. You know, the theme for the month is, if you can believe. And there's some things that we have to do in times like this. Let me read a story for you in the book of 2 Chronicles. Chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I start from verse 14. Quite a few things to cover this morning. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zehariah, and the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite, the son of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all you Judah, and you inhabitant of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid. You know what? Please tell somebody, be not afraid. I'll be honest with you. Now, not dismayed. Because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Everything that we are facing in Nigeria, the battle is not ours. I'm telling you. In fact, believe me, it's going to be the dawn of a new day for us. I can assure you. In fact, things can never be the same again. There's a consciousness of Nigerians. Whoever becomes the president of Nigeria, I better perform. In fact, there will be no breathing space. I can assure you. There will be no breathing space. Our eyes gone open. It don't open. And by the grace of God, Baba, this Baba, President Baba, Baba go slow. They said Baba go slow. See what Baba do for us. God answer prayers. Oh, this election, if not for Baba, what will have happened? Now, if we can have a free and fair election, everybody will accept the result. That's the will of the people. That's what democracy is all about. It doesn't have to be your will. It must be the will of the people. Of course, don't worry that they've skewed everything to some side. We'll take care of that later. It's very fundamental. I can assure you we'll still take care of it. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. The word from God. Of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God. Tomorrow. Now, if you think the battle is God's, you will think that I should just sit down and relax and be looking. No. No, that's not the way God fights for us. If you sit down and you are looking, let me tell you something. God will never fight for you. In fact, God is not fighting for you. That's the meaning. Somebody say the battle is the Lord. So people assume that once you say the battle is the Lord, then you fold your hands. You do nothing. No. Not God. Now, they said the battle is the Lord. Now, tomorrow, go down against them. I thought the battle is the Lord. You must go. Tell your neighbor, go. Now, we have to do something. Now, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. God still speaking, telling them exactly what to do. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Again, do not fear nor be dismayed. Okay. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Listen to me. He said, the battle is the Lord. You don't have to fight, but you must go against them. How do you balance that? The battle is the Lord. You don't have to fight, but you must go against them. Don't you understand that if we don't understand what God is saying perfectly, we will be interpreting scriptures from our own point of view. The battle is the Lord, but you must go against them. Now, my first point today is take a position. Take a position in Nigeria today. Either we like it or not, a president will be elected. And by May, what is it, May 29th? Now, guess what? Before then, if you are not positioned, if you don't understand what the GDP is, if you don't understand the sectors, if you don't understand, in fact, somebody said to me, he said, the shelves in the supermarket in UK, they are empty. They are looking for people to fill their shelves. Do you know that we are the one that will do the job? Take a position now. Now, take a position now, and if the position you have taken, you needed to develop skill, do something about it. Let me tell you something, there will be credit facilities when they come back. It's going to happen. There will be credit facility. No matter who becomes the president, we have to become a producing nation. No matter who becomes the president, they will work on our lights. So if you are selling generator, think about something else to do. Hey, honestly, you think I'm joking? I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Look for another business. You're not going to work again in this country. Oh. Listen to me. I am telling you, sir. He can't work again. As at now, the kind of debt. See, Baba Jesse left for my father. 70 something trillion. And to my brother, only he has any not in the capacity because Nigerians are not patient. Nigerians are not patient. You enter the house in 3 months, you will find out Nigerians. Praise the Lord. But we are looking for a miracle, yes or no? I know they happen. All of them that want to tell you, correct the thing, they don't know what they want to collect. If somebody doesn't have stamina, I don't know. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. It's so possible. It's too much a load to carry for anybody. So what do you do as a child of God? You take position. You know, we are looking at if you can believe, now please, please, and please, this is the time to take position. This is the time to look at what you are doing, take position. What do you want to go into? What do you want to do next? Which area are you looking at? But you cannot look at areas without having a right information. You must be well informed. Kunle Jimba, how are you? That's why we have an help desk in the church now. Please stand up with your team. Stand up with your team. Now, sorry, you see? Please, we have an help desk. Look at them. Any business you want to go into, this is not a question of I'm practical. Any business you want to go into, any investment you want to make, whatever you want to do, look for them. They will give you professional advice. Please sit down. They will give you professional advice. They will tell you what the economy is saying. They will tell you exactly what to do and what not to do. And whatever they cannot handle, they know who can do whatever within this system. This is a big family. And everything is present here. I can assure you. Please take a position. Tell your neighbor, take position. Moving forward after May 30, things will begin to happen. I'm telling you, things will happen. Nigeria will reinvent ourselves. But the first thing, God said you will not fight. You are a child of God, Abi. The battle is whose? The Lord. But you must go against them. Because you are a child of God is the reason why you must take position. And please, take position relative to your capacity. When I say take position, relative to your capacity. Also, when you are taking position, now, at this level of life, if you've done business over the years, you can look for like minds. In terms of partnership, it can be loose partnership. Because, you know, most of the time, it's everybody, including me. We do our business alone. Abi? We do our business alone. You know, after some time, you have to open up your business and look for, and when you want to expand, look for like minds. Look for like minds. One shall chase. Two unko. The issue, that's it. So that is the secret of business growth. Look for like minds. Look for people who can contribute maybe what is lacking within what you want to do. Or if it's something new entirely, please don't do it alone. Share the risk. Something new entirely. 3, 4, 5 people come together. Something new entirely. You have nothing to lose. Anyway, you are surviving anyway before. So if you put something together, yeah, but it will work. I don't want to say if it works or not, because there will be credit facilities. Praise the Lord. What's my first point? Take what? Take what? Take position. But when I say take position, we have to be conscious of who we are. Number 2 point. Put God first. That is the consciousness. God said, I will fight for you. God gave them strategy. And you and I know. Sister Okumadewa said, 1 year ago, we were passing through this. And by the grace of God, it is settled now. It does not mean that tomorrow, there will not be something. Because we are, life is a continuum. We grow. So new challenges, we respond to it. New challenges, we respond to it. New challenges, we respond to it. So when we put God first, there's a possibility of victory across board. He said, I will teach you the way to go. 1 Kings chapter 17. God first. In everything you do, the Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will do what? He will direct your path. Please don't. So we have encompassed this mountain long enough. Now we understand and we know. We are matured believers. Some of quite a number of us are born again for over 10 years. So we understand what God can do. You know what it means? You know what Bible says? Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can do what? Who can be against us? But the only thing is the fact that the challenge with Christians is the fact that God will fight for you. You are sitting down. He's not fighting for you. People that God is fighting, they're always very active. Remember Gideon. Only thou man of valor. Everybody, read your Bible. If God will fight for you, you got to be there. David. God helped him to kill Goliath, but he has to use everything. He has to use his skill. And he has to develop skill. He has to have training. Don't talk to me that God is using you for something that you are not trained about. It doesn't work. And the training of God is not easy. You think it's easy? It's easy. Okay. How is it that somebody who I want to... Now, David was trained by Saul and Jonathan because he did not understand the art of modern warfare in those days. I mean, are we going to be using sling and somebody to be killing every battle? No, it's the one-off thing. So don't stay on one-off thing that God has done and pitch your tent there. It's one-off. Some things are one-off in life. You look for training. So God had to send David to the house of Saul for training. That was why when they killed them, when they came to report to David, David said, how the mighty fallen. Let it not be told in Gath. He said, Saul and Jonathan, they were stronger than lion and they were swifter than the eagle. That was the testimony. These were the people that trained, they both of them trained David in the art of modern warfare. Praise the Lord. When God fight for you, you must be skillful. You can't. Every child of God must have that level of... In fact, your skill must be extraordinary. The training of God is not easy. It's the toughest. Training to become a prime minister of a nation. He thought it was about the dream. You will find out what the dream, where the dream will take you to. I dreamt. My brother, my sister, my father, and he was happy. I wish he knew. When the training began, in fact, at the stage, he forgot about the dream. That is God's training for you. You know what happened? God will, in fact, the Bible says, except a grain of wheat fall to where? Fall to where? When wheat fall to ground, you know what happened to wheat in the ground? Heat! Some of us, the heat that we are feeling, we think is the devil. Quite a number of us, the devil doesn't have access to us. We are not just reading it very well. Inside the ground, you know the heat inside the ground. Ah, the thing will die. Oh. How can there be resurrection without death? When the Bible says flesh shall not have dominion over you, what do you think the Bible is saying? It's not an easy ride as a child of God. You don't understand. No! It's not a true gospel. Never. It's not a gospel of convenience. It's a gospel of inconvenience. And you get something that money cannot buy. That is why he said, if you are unfaithful in the unrighteous, what? Please, say it to me. If you are unfaithful in what? You know why? They are testing you. You can't pay tithe. You can't pay offering. If you are unfaithful in unrighteous mammon, you know what the Bible says? Who will commit to your hand? The what?
True riches. Oh, there are levels and there are levels.
All you are celebrating in your life is money. And somebody, oh, excuse me, leave me alone. Give me a break.
Somebody was telling me, I heard the testimony of somebody in their church. He said, ordinary brethren in their church, they've raised 5 dead people this year. Hello, maybe last year, 5 dead people to life by faith.
So celebration, I bought a new car. It's okay, honestly speaking, it's okay. But guess what? When you don't desire it, you can't get it. He said the kingdom of heaven is like a man. You understand, sir? Treasure. He said you have to look for able to buy it. You know what? When you seek, he said you will seek me and do what? How can you be seeking God when you are born again? He said when you have sought me with the whole of your heart. Don't let anybody lie to you. Working with God is a task. And it must be done. By fire, by what? You will do it now. I'm your pastor. God takes you to a level. All this money tough, which is okay, I'm telling you. In fact, you will see money that you have. You will not know that it is money. You will not know that it's money. You remember the song that you are singing? Everything, everything, God, you are. Oh, that you. Everything to me. Emotion. Everything, everything, God, you are. Everything to me. The next thing. My treasure. Oh, listen, that's 10%. My treasure. I grab you. Treasure. My treasure. Every moment I will pray. Let me. My treasure. Money could offend the country. Tarry that old fool. It will be well with you. And you're not asking me. I say it will be well with you. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. The capacity of God, the power of God is not cheap. And if people don't develop the character and God give it to you, you will misuse it. You'll just be abusing people. You'll be cursing people. You don't know how to forgive people. You'll just be shouting. So that's why character is the first requirement. And let me tell you something. If you want to develop character, God will deal with you. Yes, sir. It is well. I say it is well. So, now. The power is there. Agbara Ọlọrun wa. Sibe. I'm telling you. The power is there. Can I tell you something? The power is inside you as potential. The reason why we are not deploying, because something has to push us to deploy. The first thing is the desire. You must have the desire for God to use you. And so help you, God. If God wants to use you, you don't have the desire. He will give you the desire. We heard this morning, Jonah, go and read Jonah. Jonah is so stubborn. I've never seen a stubborn, very stubborn, and they call him a prophet. Very stubborn. He slept, and the thing was happening. He was still sleeping. Alakoba. He now said, they should carry me. Can you imagine? And throw me. Until he was inside the fish. Some people, when you don't get inside the fish, they don't repent. And when you are inside the fish, I don't care how many prayers you offer. The only thing that takes you away is repentance. You must repent and go and do what God expects you to do. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord.
Sorry, let me tell you something. God said to me, I was studying, maybe sometime a few weeks ago. So just in the middle of the night, the Holy Ghost just said a few things to me and said I should start something. I started, and God started talking to me. I said, you can double your attendance in 90 days. And I declared it. Let me tell you something. This church, we will double it in how many days? 90 days. You know what it means? You will establish one soul. That's me. Just one soul. In 90 days. God first. God first. How many people surround you that are not born again? Some of you artisans, some people that come to do something, even people you have influence on. God first. Praise the Lord. Now let me move to my next point. You know, I wanted to read the scripture about 1 Kings 17 when God said Elijah should go to Zarephath and the widow was there. He told the widow, go and make for me first. My third point, fight for faith. Fight for faith. Do you know that most of the time these days, faith is not exercised again? Honestly speaking, it's not. And that's why I want to encourage you to go and get books on faith. Faith is not exercised again. In fact, if you are not careful, we are not teaching the next generation what it means to walk by faith. Fight for faith. And Paul advised us. He said, fight the good fight of faith. You must fight for it. You know why? Someone wants to take it away from you. It's called the enemy. You know why he must take it away from you? You know why he must take it away from you? Hebrews 11, 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Once he has taken faith away from you, you can't please God again. So when a man cannot please God, everything is in frustration. The battle from left, the battle from right, everything without faith, it's what? It is impossible to please God. That's why the enemy, the only thing he has to do for you is to harvest your faith. So you must fight for it. Without faith, you will be living below your capacities. Your faith makes you think beyond yourself and beyond what you have the ability to accomplish. That's what faith does. Faith makes you to stand when others are falling. Faith makes you to stand when others are falling. Faith makes you to keep going when others are giving up. Faith makes demand on the capacity of God in you. It makes demand on the capacity in you. The capacity is there, the potential is there. Faith will make demand. Faith makes you turn potential abilities into visible realities. Faith is the bedrock of creativity and great innovations. Faith is the bedrock. Faith should and cannot be redundant. You fight to retain and maintain it. It can't be redundant. You can't be a man of faith and be standing on the same spot. You can't be a man of faith and not be visible. You can't be a man of faith. Everybody around you must understand you are exercising faith because you talk differently. You think differently. You act differently. You respond differently. No, you can't carry faith in your body and faith inside him. Faith. And faith is quiet. Faith cannot be quiet. Faith is very loud. It can't be quiet. Not faith. Faith has more than enough to respond to whatever the enemy is bringing your way. More than enough. He said, we are not afraid to answer the king in this matter. Faith is speaking. Say, God that we serve is able to save us. If he does not save us, know you king, that will not bow to this your image. Faith responds to, when faith talks to the enemy understands that you are talking faith. When fear grips your life, faith is absent. When you are afraid and you are dismayed, faith has traveled out. You better believe that he didn't travel out of the country. Come on, Jackpa. Got your faith by Jackpa, you there. Nobody will complain. If you invite Jackpa, it's very dangerous. Remember, now know the reason. The Bible says, but without faith, then now think about it. Please, I want you to think about it. It is impossible. When you cannot please somebody, it's not possible. You can't. Can you get the mercy of God? Can you get the goodness of God? No. Men and women of faith are naturally humble. Faith humbles you because you know that it's not you. Hello? 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 But without faith. Faith, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Check this out. You know what it means. Lawyers know when you have an evidence in court, there's a possibility your evidence is very strong, you're going to win the case. So that means when one stupid devil is telling you something, and you carry your faith, you know that the devil must budge. It's a substance of things hoped for. You give it, you substantiate it, you give it form. And it becomes visible to you. And the enemy, the evidence of things not seen. This is my faith. And God responds to faith. The same way we take money to the market, the same way we take faith to heaven. To go and get. That's why when people are out of faith, you know what? They live beyond their potential. Nigeria is a country that we are living below our potential. Totally. We are people that lack faith. We don't dream big. We don't do big things. In fact, if you are not careful, the other people with the other religion, they think bigger than us. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Men and women of faith, praise the Lord. But without faith, you can't. You can't survive it. It is impossible. When the Bible says something is impossible, it is impossible. Nobody can put possibility there. It is impossible to please God. So that means that a child of God, people are living beyond their potential, things will not be happening, everything will be going astray, and they are a child of God. So, faith is absent. You can't please God. So this morning, my brother, my sister, think about it. Think about what I'm talking about this morning. I don't want to take you to the next point too far. Let me stop there. The Bible says anything that is done out of faith is what? Is sin. Sin, S-I-N. How do I survive without faith? How? So,
Faith suspends people to the economy of the environment instead of people creating an economy in that environment. Faith makes people to think at the mercy of. That is why when you are at the mercy of men, you are at the mercy of men. They say, come tomorrow, come day after tomorrow, come tomorrow. I say, what is your problem? What's our problem? They will be pushing us like this, like this, like this, like this, like this. No, men of faith are men that stand. They create. Only one Joseph in Egypt. One man. One Joseph in Egypt. But he was thoroughly trained by God. He submitted. He said, submit yourself under the mighty what? Hand of God. Resist the devil and he shall flee. He was thoroughly trained by God and he didn't get out of school. Many Christians get out of the school of God. Some of us cannot even fast one day a week. How can you be trained? You're out of school. Food for belly. Belly for food. You're not in school. Except by fasting and prayer. Some things can never go. So this one does not go except by what? So if that one, that thing come against you and you don't know how to fast, the one that cannot go. Are we not inside this world? Let me tell you something. What is, nobody is playing. The devil is not playing games. So he knows you cannot fast one day a week. One day. Just one day. A week. So if God tells you to fast for 10 days, what will you do? And that's the key to your next level. What are you going to do? You tell God, I don't want next level. Let me tell you something. In this church, everybody, every member of this church must fast on Tuesday. You have to. It is not about forcing on anything. It's not. Okay, some of you, we don't even eat 3 p.m. But when you say you are fasting, something is telling you to go and eat in the morning. Don't you know that flesh is enemy against God? Do you even, when under normal circumstances, someday you don't eat till 3 p.m. Me must sit down. But when you are fasting, from 7 a.m., you'll be hungry. The same you that have not eaten the... He may not eat till 4 p.m. And you have only 2 hours to finish fast. You are not supposed to fast one day a week. Now, because you know the issue, because fast connects you to something. Immediately you make up your mind that you want to fast, all the forces will come. Don't let him fast. Don't let him fast. Because fasting takes you. It takes you. When you master the art of fasting, there are some things that you can't do except by fasting. Jesus Christ couldn't even start ministry except by fasting. And remember when he fasted, who appeared to him? The chairman, evil chairman, appeared to him. The devil appeared to him. He couldn't even start anything because of fasting. Can you ever advance without fasting? I was asking my daughter, I said, have you people have not even given me food? Maybe it's 2 or 3 people. Say, Daddy, we don't even know when you want to eat or when you don't want to eat. You can't know because let me tell you something. Bible says food for belly, belly for food. Hello? 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 My brother, my sister, I'm telling you, moving forward in this Nigeria, I'm telling you, there is so much for us to harvest. There are so much level that God wants to unveil before. But you know, sometimes when God takes some people to some places, they will be proud of. They will do like this. But you know what happened? Because God loves you, he will deal with you. Remember Apostle Paul. He said, because of the abundance of what? That was done what? Were given to me. Some people don't know that the higher you go, he said something, God did something. He said, a messenger of what? Satan was given. And what is a gift in it? You won't believe it. It's a gift from on high. Was given to me. so that I will not be exalted above measure. They didn't. God was merciful to Apostle Paul. He didn't want to use him, and we end up in hell. I prayed to the Lord once and again, and God said, gave me a reply. He said, Paul, don't pray for me to take this away. Pray for something else. My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. And so Paul repented. He was not praying about it again. You want to go high with God. You want to lay your hands on the sick to recover. You want things to happen in your life and ministry. You must be ready to pay the price. So when we are take position, God will sort you out, will promote you. But when God is promoting you, you don't understand how to put God first, you will miss it. So I got to balance it for you. The good Lord be with you. May his face shine upon your life. In the name of Jesus. You will be above and not beneath. My number one point is what? Number two. Huh? God first. Don't say I did not tell you. Number three. You fight for your faith. If your faith is missing, let me tell you something. And it's a japa. Come and meet me so I will give you a ticket to go and look for it. Please, henceforth, look at me, my brother, my sister. Please, henceforth, I want to give you this rule of life. Please, don't ever let any word that is negative come out of your mouth. You know what the Bible says? Let the word of where? And what? Of my heart. Be what? Acceptable to you, O Lord God of my salvation. You will be blessed. Yeah. All things will work together for your good. Yeah. You will not miss it in life. God will restore your ministry. Some of you, there are too many things that normally happened to you and you have forgotten about it. God will grant you restoration in the name of Jesus. Some of you, when you see things and when you say something, it happened. God will grant you authority in the name of Jesus. No member of this church will be poor. Bible says, I'm young and old. I've never seen a righteous man forsaken, nor a seed beg bread. Our seed will never beg bread. In the name of Jesus. I want us to rise up and just say thank you to Jesus. Just say thank you to Jesus this morning. Just say thank you to Jesus. Please don't let any politician let them take you for a ride and be working on your emotion. No, it's okay. You know, we are in Nigeria, but we are in the world, we are not of the world. Just say thank you to Jesus. I just want you to just bless him this morning. Just bless him. We just want to say, Baba, oh, we just want
to say, Baba, oh,
listen to me. I have an instruction now. Please, if you are here and you have problem with some people, if they are fighting you, maybe you can. But if you are the one that is fighting them, and you know that inside your heart, they are inside your heart, you are troubling yourself. Well, God said to me that I should tell you, everybody forgive and forget. What did I say? The Holy Spirit just told me now that some of us are here. Don't hold yourself down. It doesn't make sense. Forgive and forget. Let it go. Just let it go. Let go. And let God. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you, God. Lord God of heaven, Bible says you have not called the house of Jacob to seek you in vain. I pray this morning for everyone under the sound of my voice and the people that are watching us online. Father, Lord, my God, be our God. Father, be our God. And let us be your people. In the name of Jesus. Bible says that dwelling in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say no harm will befall you. All that belongs to you, no harm will befall them. Everything that you have, you will never have a better yesterday. In the name of Jesus. No matter who become the president of this great nation, they will not take us back. Children of the living God in Nigeria will begin to take our position. In the name of Jesus. And we lift up the banner of our Lord and Savior. Bible say, Jesus, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. Can we share the grace together this morning?